We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are very, very pleased to have with us a big Red Sox fan and a proud supporter of the Jimmy Fund, too. Joseph Abboud with us here again in the booth as he joined us last year at this time as well. And Joseph, great to see you again. We see, I was just mentioning to you, as Christian Vasquez takes a strike from Lance Lynn. I just walked by your store in New York the other day.
Yeah, 49th and Madison. We'll come in next time.
I've been in.
It's a beautiful store.
It is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It is beautiful.
Thank you.
And you are a huge, not just a big, but a huge Red Sox fan for a long time. Pitch a strike to Vasquez, nothing in two.
How'd you like seeing the 67 team?
Oh, what an exciting night tonight was. That gave me the goosebumps. And you know, it was just such a special year as a kid and what that team meant to Boston.
You were listening in Fall River?
I was listening. I was in Roslindale those years. And so we'd listen summer nights on the porch that so many people did. And
Christian Vasquez lines one to right field. That's a base hit. Picked up in the warning track and right by Randall Grichuk. He gets it back in. It's a leadoff single for Christian Vasquez. And the Red Sox with a runner aboard. Nobody out.
Is Red Sox Radio your first connection with the Jimmy Fund?
I believe so. Growing up, we heard about the Jimmy Fund all the time. And the association with Ted Williams and then, of course, the team. It's such a special part of Boston and so much a part of the Red Sox. And living in New York as a Red Sox fan, you know, coming back to this is really special.
Here's Jackie Bradley Jr. And he takes outside ball one. Yeah, I got a bunch of your stuff in my closet.
Good. Flash the label when you're traveling.
We always do.
No, I know.
Always stylish.
You guys have been great friends, and I appreciate all that you do for the Jimmy Fund. I really do. You guys are special, and I'm proud to be here tonight.
Hey, Jackie takes low ball 2-2-0.
And you have a special presentation for us.
Yes, Joe, in honor of you and Tim, for all the great nights you've given me on the West Side Highway listening to you, I'd like to make a donation to the Jimmy Fund.
But we mentioned the amount?
Sure, if you'd like to, sure.
A generous amount of $10,000 from Joseph Abboud. Thank you so much, Joseph.
Thank you very much.
Again, in honor of you both, because you do an amazing job.
Well, thank you, Joseph. We really appreciate it.
But now in the days of XM Radio, you don't have to sit in your driveway to pick it up in Westchester County.
That's right. I had to find that perfect spot, Joe. You know that. But now it's great because I get to hear you when I'm stuck in traffic in Manhattan. So it's really great. I don't play it too loud, but there's a lot of Yankee fans surrounding me.
They might hear it.
Yeah, that's right.
Jackie takes ball four, and now the Red Sox have set up shop here in the third inning, first and second, and nobody out, and back to the top of the order, Eduardo Nunez. How do you like this addition of Eduardo Nunez?
Oh, what a spark he's been. It's really been great to see the energy. It was so obvious, the energy lift that this team had in the last 2.5 weeks. It's been really special. 3 weeks. Terrific.
Nunez, Devers, Benintendi back on fire.
He's, you know, these young guys really make it exciting to watch baseball. They really do. Their heart's in it. They have the passion for it.
Nunez takes a little bit low. Fastball. And it's one ball and no strikes. So that's five straight balls thrown by Lance Lynn. And Yadier Molina takes the slow stroll out to the mound. Have a word with him. Molina has a way to slow down a game when he wants to. He kind of controls the pace. And he's had his word with Lance Lynn.
I'm a little sorry I missed the triple play last night. That's an exciting thing. We don't get to see that very often.
You know what was interesting about it, too, Joe, is the fact that last year in single-A Salem, Devers did the same thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Xander Bogaerts told us after the game he'd never seen one before.
That was beautiful.
And he got a front row seat.
Yeah, for sure.
He was the only one in the infield not involved.
1-0 pitch, and that misses low. Two balls and no strikes, so the Red Sox trying to wait out Lance Lynn right now.
You have a favorite moment in your Red Sox career?
Well, the 1978 was an amazing year. I was at that game, the heartbreaker, and it took a lot of years to recover from that. But, of course, Dave Roberts stealing the base here, and 2004 will always be for me the most special year as a Red Sox fan. I don't think anything will ever top that, especially living in New York.
Yeah.
You have to suffer that one. So it was really special. I'll never forget that.
2-1 pitch to Nunez. He bounces it in front of the plate toward third. Slowly, Lynn off the mound to pick it up. Throws it. Thrown away. Vasquez around third. He'll come home. Jackie over to third base. And the Red Sox on the board. It's 4-1. And Nunez hustling down the first baseline. Forced a bad throw by Lynn. And Nunez still walking down the right field line. I wonder if he's shaken up as he came across the bag. He may be.
I think he had a collision with Carpenter. Might have hurt his wrist. John Farrell out to check with Nunez. But the throw and the runner are at the same time. See it so often. Pitchers who can throw the ball with accuracy, pinpoint 60 feet 6 inches, don't throw to a base very well. Although he had to rush that because of the speed of Nunez. And both trainers are out, the Cardinal trainer and the Red Sox trainer. Brad Pearson out checking on Nunez. Appears to be a foot or leg of some sort. Well, I'm not sure if it hit him in the back, too. Might have. He knocked the glove off Carpenter. Carpenter's glove hit Eddie on the left shoulder.
Yeah, it looked like the ball got just past the back shoulder blades of Nunez. Missed him, but yeah, he hit the glove of Carpenter. So Carpenter was unable to catch it.
So that'd be an infield hit and an error. One, no RBI.
So one run is in. And Joseph Abboud is here in the booth to witness it all.
It's exciting. Base hit away from making this really interesting.
Again, we thank Joseph for making a $10,000 donation to the Jimmy Fund tonight. And my name and Joe's name, I'm really, really honored that you did that again, Joe.
Thank you, Tim.
And it's really an annual occurrence for you, Joe.
Well, you can't get rid of me now, Joe. As long as you guys are doing it, I'm doing it. That's for sure.
We're honored to keep you company in those New York traffic jams on
you have no
the West Side Highway.
You keep sitting between us anytime. So here's Mookie Betts. Betts with a hit in the first inning. See if this is a turning point in the ball game for the Red Sox now as Mookie represents the tying run. 4-1 Cardinals, bottom of the third inning. Nobody out and runners at the corners.
I think the throw hit Nunez and the helmet came down. It's when his helmet popped off with the collision, the swipe by Carpenter, and hit him on the ankle.
Throw to first base, diving back is Nunez. If you'd like to make a donation to the Jimmy Fund, the toll-free number 877-738-1234. You can go online to jimmyfund.org to make a gift now. Pitch to Mookie, outside corner for a strike, a fastball there. Lynn, pretty much fastball slider guy. Starts him off with an outside fastball on the corner. Might be setting up that slider.
We're very happy to learn the Red Sox in Nesson will celebrate Jerry Remy's 30 years in the broadcast booth Sunday. Jerry will be honored before the game. We'll throw out the first pitch on Sunday.
That's fantastic.
0-1 pitch. There's a slider outside. Mookie lays off. One ball, one strike.
There'd be video highlights of his career. And Jerry recovering from cancer surgery will be here.
And I'll bet he's very much looking forward to being here Sunday after a long layoff for him. 1-1. Mookie lays off a high fastball that time, 2-1. We were with Jerry just before the All-Star break, spent a bunch of time with him before his surgery, and he was in just absolutely terrific spirits and fun to be around. So we're looking forward to seeing him here on Sunday.
He's such a part of the Red Sox lore. He's an amazing guy.
And he looks good in Joseph Abboud clothes, well, too, by the way.
Well, we have to make sure we keep him dressed well.
Mookie swings, and he lines it to right field. It is caught by a diving Randall Grichuk. Jackie tags from third and scores. The Red Sox get a run out of it, and it's 4-2. So a sacrifice line drive for Mookie Betts. That'll be his 73rd run batted in. And a heck of a play by the Cardinal right fielder, Gritchen.
Yeah, that could have been by him for a double easily had he not come up with it. But he had good concentration. Looked it right into the glove. A full-length straight-ahead dive.
Well, Red Sox get two back, and here's Andrew Benintendi. Benny hit into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play in the first. But he has hit in a career-high 9 games. He's been swinging a good bat. Really good.
He has a beautiful swing, doesn't he?
He really does.
Yeah.
He's gifted.
Absolutely amazing.
And you got to be happy to be watching a guy like this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He's so young.
Yeah.
Throw to first and Nunez back.
You know, I always have to keep my eye on the Yankee scores and see where they're at and see their young
players. We do, too.
Yeah, we all do. They've got some really talented young players, too. So this is becoming a really young man's game in a certain way. These young guys are so exciting to watch.
Here's the pitch to Benny. He fouls it off, backing out of play to the left, nothing in one. And you started to hear some conversation of this man's name, Andrew Benintendi, creeping into that Rookie of the Year discussion where Aaron Judge had dominated that throughout the first half of the season. But he's, even though he's hit a home run here and there lately, he's still dropped off in the second half, and Benintendi's picked it up. Swings, fouls it back, it's 0-2.
A Judge hit his 37th tonight. Yankees 2, Mets 1 after 4 at Citi Field.
Yeah, but has he struck out tonight? If he does, he'll set a new major league record.
Is that right?
For consecutive games by a position player to strike out. He's tied Adam Dunn, who in 2012 struck out in 32 straight games.
Hasn't fanned yet. He grounded the pitcher his first time up, then homered.
0-2, Benintendi slaps it to third. Jerko goes to second for one. Wong the turn, safe at first base. Then he beats it out. Fielder's choice, and Nunez is erased 5-4 on the force out. So two down and a man aboard for Hanley Ramirez. Andrew Benintendi getting to the bag first before the ball made it there. So he is aboard. And we appreciate Joseph Abboud being with us in the booth tonight.
Thank you, Tim, making
a $10,000 donation to the Jimmy Fund. And we're very appreciative of that.
What a great cause. And what you guys have done is just truly sensational.
Here's the pitch to Hanley. And he looks at one outside for a ball. Over $3 million now. Last check, $3.2 million plus.
Well ahead of last year's pace at this time.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I don't think we've added in yours to the total yet.
It'll give it a little nudge.
It'll move the needle, that's for sure. 1-0, here's the pitch. And Hanley drives one to center field. It's going to hang up for Fowler. Dexter makes the catch, and that's the inning. Red Sox get two back, though, on a couple of hits, and they leave a man. Joseph Abboud, we thank you very much. Great seeing you again. We'll pop by your store in New York when we see you.
Thank you, Tim. Right. Thanks for the great work. Joe,
always great to see you, Joseph.
As always, keep up the great work.
After three full innings, it's St. Louis 4, the Red Sox 2 on the Shaw's WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.